Dear friends, grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text for today's sermon comes from Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Please be seated. We have been filled with a deep sadness throughout the season of Lent. We buried our alleluias as Jesus, during the season, had set his sights towards Jerusalem. But more importantly, we set his sights towards his death. He told his disciples it was coming. He foretold that one of his disciples would betray him, that one of his disciples would set into motion the climax of Scripture, the death of Jesus Christ by crucifixion on a cross by the hands of both Jews and Gentiles. This death literally rocked the world. The earth quaked, the rocks were split, the mighty temple curtain was torn, and darkness was upon the earth. The tombs were opened, and many of the sleeping saints were raised. The full wrath of God was upon this man. God had turned his presence from his son. Jesus, the man who bore the sins of the world, cries out from his cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" There is no wonder that Jesus had prayed to God to take this cup from his lips, for it was the full wrath of God. After being forsaken by God, Jesus yields up his spirit. The Son of God hangs lifeless on the cross. These terrible things were witnessed by a multitude of people, many who had been crying, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" hours before. But now a single centurion, filled with fear, speaks the same confession of St. Peter and his church. Truly, this was the Son of God. The Son of God was lowered lifeless from the cross, placed in a tomb. And the Pharisees, remembering the words of Jesus, "And in 3 days I will rise again," convinced Pilate to place a sealed stone in front of the entrance to the tomb, along with an armed guard. This was done to prevent Jesus' disciples from stealing the body and claiming that he was raised from the dead. But this is only part of the climax. We are no longer in Lent, where we suffered the loss of Jesus on the cross. We move from the season of death into the season of life. We move from crucifixion and suffering to resurrection and celebration. We move from apparent defeat to incomparable victory over death. In an echo of the events surrounding Jesus' death, the scriptures reveal the amazing events surrounding Christ's resurrection. Once again, the earth quaked severely as Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the tomb. And an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. His appearance was that of lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow or dazzling white. This mirrors the account given of Jesus in the Transfiguration, where he was radiant and wore dazzling white. The guards of the tomb were so afraid that they physically shook and became like dead men. They froze in their spot. And the angel turned to the women and comforted them, saying, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen." The Lord, sensing the anxious thoughts and the pain these women were experiencing, sends a messenger, an angel, to them to reassure them that what Jesus had told them was true. He does more than that. He gives them the gift to share the word, the gift to tell the disciples that he has risen from the dead. They were also given the promise that Jesus was going ahead of them into Galilee and that they would see him. They left the tomb, filled with both fear and joy. And behold, Jesus met them and greeted them. And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. The joy in these women must have been radiating from them. The anticipation to see the man who died on the cross walking again among the living must have been almost too much to bear. Jesus tells them, "Do not be afraid. Go and take word to my brethren to leave for Galilee, and they will see me." They see him alive. He talks to them. He is physically speaking to them. The man who bore the sins of the world and was forsaken by God stood before them alive. The Son of God stood before them in victory over death. They fell to his feet and worshipped him. Then they continued on their mission to tell the disciples. Friends in Christ, this is the same message I share with you today. Christ is risen. He is no longer in the tomb. He conquered death and the grave. He defeated the devil. Our Lord took your sin upon the cross and paid for your debts, as well as for mine. He was our replacement. He was the sacrifice to appease God's wrath. He did it. Christ appeased that wrath and paid that debt in full so that Satan would have no claim over our lives anymore. He crushed the head of the serpent and took the sting of death from us. I love the message of Easter because it is the season which breathes life into the burdened. We are held down by the guilt of our sins, constantly being nagged by Satan, saying we are not good enough, or we are incapable of doing what God wants. And amazingly, Satan is right. He's telling the truth. We are never good enough, and we are incapable of doing what God wants. But Satan forgets. That is why Christ came, so that we would not have to be perfect. We could never pay that debt without Christ. We would all be condemned to death. But in Easter, we are reminded that we are not condemned. We are resurrected with Christ. Through our baptism, we are claimed by Christ and given the title Christian. We are raised from our spiritual death. We are raised from the tomb that has been built by our iniquities. You will find no body in this tomb. It is empty because Christ has given us life. I love reading the Easter hymns because they remind us of this victory and give us hope and happiness as it allows us to unbury our alleluias, which we had put away during Lent. In verse 2 of hymn 477, there's a fantastic description of this victory. It says, "Alleluia, Christ is risen. Death at last has met defeat. See the ancient powers of evil in confusion and retreat. Once he died and once was buried. Now he lives forevermore. Jesus Christ, the world's Redeemer, whom we worship and adore." This message given to us by Christ is for all people, all ages. He is risen. Alleluia! Peter preached this in Acts 10, and we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him, on the third day and made him to appear, not to all the people, but to us, who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him and receives forgiveness of sins through his name. We can now look at the cross with joy. For we know that it was not only a day of death, but really the beginning of new life. Satan and death had been conquered, but short was their triumph. The Savior arose, and death, hell, and Satan, he vanquished his foes. The conquering Lord lifts his banner on high. He lives, yes, he lives, and will never more die. Oh, where is your sting, death? We fear you no more. Christ rose, and now open his fair Eden's door. For all our transgressions, his blood does atone. Redeemed and forgiven, we now are his own. There is no need to search for Christ at the tomb. He is not there. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.